This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Imam al-Bukhari fi sahihihi 'an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. So the hadith tonight and tomorrow night and the night probably after as well is the theme appreciation of Hajj, and what I'm looking at this year when I'm narrating the hadith before Hajj is the experience of Hajj, or the understanding of Hajj from the perspective of prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. And we looked at Adam alayhi salam, we looked at Hawa and Nuh and Musa and Yunus. We've talked about different prophets, and the hadith I'm going to narrate over the next couple of days are going to be the parts that talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam. And you have this long hadith in the collection of Imam Bukhari that has other narrations in different books and other books, like Imam Muslim has a part of it, and Nasa'i as well. But this hadith in Bukhari is long, and it's Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu telling us the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam with his wife and his son, and the events that occurred. And he will often within the hadith specify what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said. Like you'll say, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ كَذَا. Then he would continue. So we know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam taught him the story in general, but it's not verbatim, meaning Ibn Abbas is paraphrasing. And I'm going to paraphrase as well because the hadith is long, and I'm going to take pieces tonight and tomorrow, the night after, and they're long, so I don't want to, if it's word for word, it'll take a long time. So I'll paraphrase a little bit, but then I'll point out what he said alayhi salatu wasalam specifically, like what he actually said. And tonight, he starts by saying this, radiallahu anhu khala, وَجَعَلَتْ أُمُّ إِسْمَعِيلِ تُرْضِعُ إِبْنَهَا وَتَشْرَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَاءِ حَتَّى نَفِدْ فَلَمَّا نَفِدْ مَا فِي السِّقَاءِ عَطِشَتْ وَعَطِشْ قال حتى أخذ يتلوى أو يتلبط من العطش فانطلقت كراهية أن تراه في ذلك الحال فوجدت أقرب تلة إليها فصعدته فكان الصفا فأخذت تنظر شطر الوادي تقول أخذت تنظر شطر الوادي هل ترى أحدا فلم ترى أحدا. So what he explains رضي الله عنه is that إسماعيل, which is Hajar عليه السلام, she would breastfeed her son and drink from the water that she had within her little container until the water that she had ran out and her milk ran out, and she became thirsty and he became thirsty. And then he became so thirsty that he started to squirm, or he started to cry, he started to behave like a child that was getting dehydrated. So she couldn't see him in that situation, so she got up and she walked away. She didn't want to see him like that, in search for help. So the closest mountain that she found, the closest higher area, happened to be the Mount of Safa, which is what you go to for Sa'i and for Umrah, and also the mountain the Prophet alayhi salam stood upon during his life. So alayhi salatu wasalam. So she would get on top of the mountain, and she would look towards the valley. The valley is where you walk. That's the valley. So it's towards Marwa. She's hoping to see someone, but she didn't see anyone. قَالَ فَنَزَلَتْ مِنْهُ إلى الوادي تمشي وتسعى سعي المجهود فيه. So she walked down and she started to walk within the valley, walking in a way where she was the walking of someone who was tired, someone who was putting an effort. حتى وصلت إلى المروة فصعدته فأخذت تنظر هل ترى أحدا فما ترى من أحد ففعلت ذلك سبع مرات. So she stood on the Marwa and she's looking for help. She does not find help, and she did this 7 times. قال فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فذلك سعي الناس بينهما. And that is the sa'i that people do between these two mountains. It's based on the movement of Sayyidina Hajar or Ismail. قال فسمعت صوتا. On Marwa, she had the last time she heard a sound. فقالت صهن تريد نفسها. So she said, quiet, speaking to herself, عليه السلام. This is the degree of grief, of pain, of fear, of difficulty that she's going through. She hears a sound, so she tells herself, be quiet. صهن تريد. فلما سمعت قالت when she heard something, قالت قد أسمعت فهل عندك من غواث, meaning whoever's making the noise, I hear you. Do you have anything to feed us or to offer us? We're starving and we're thirsty. قال فنظرت فإذا بالملك قد وضع جناحه عند قدم ابنها. She looks and she sees the angel عليه السلام صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين ابن سيدنا جبريل with his wing. عند زمزم, where the well is today, where she had left her son إسماعيل عليه السلام, right where his foot was. قال فضرب بجناحه الأرض, and he hits the ground with his wing. قَالَ فَخَرَجَ مِنْهُمَا. And then water started to come. فَانْطَلَقَتْ إِلَيْهِ. And she started, so she runs towards the water. فَأَخَذَتْ تُحَوِّضُهُ. تُحَوِّضُهُ means she's taking it in her hold. Means she's making a small basin of it. كُلَّمَا فَارْ جَعَلَتْ مِنْهُ فِي سِقَائِهَا. Every time the water comes out, she puts in her container to drink and then to give her son. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام رحم الله أم إسماعيل لو لم تغترف منه لكان زمزم عينا معينا. Had she not manipulated the water and made the changes to it, then Zamzam would have turned into a spring. It would have run into the earth in Zamzam. But she was too thirsty, and so she manipulated the movement of it, so it stayed underwater and continued to be a well. قال فشربت منه وشرب ابنها. So they both drank. قال فناداها الملك. And then the angel would call. فقال لا تخاف الضيعة. Don't be afraid in the place that you are. فإنها هنا بيت الله. يبنيه هذا الغلام وأبوه وإن الله لا يضيع أهله. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Jibreel said, do not be afraid of this place that is empty and there's no one here. This is where the house of Allah is. And this boy with his father will one day rebuild it. And Allah does not forget about his people. Subhanallah. قال فانطلق الملك. And then Jibreel left and never came back. And it would be years later that things would happen differently. But that is the story of how, so that was, هَهُنَا بَيْتَ اللَّهِ, that's where the house was always there. The house was there. Even if you continue this hadith in Bukhari, فَقَالَ فَكَانَ الْبَيْتُ عَلَى مُرْتَفَعٍ يَأْخُذُ السَّيْلُ مِنْ يَمِينِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ السَّيْلُ مِنْ شِمَالِهِ. So if you continue the hadith, the same wording. They say that the hadith says that the house was on a higher, it wasn't low, it was on a higher piece of land. And the sail would basically hit it, meaning when water ran in Mecca, the rivers ran, it would hit it from the right and hit it from the left and basically eat away at the structure that once was, because it wasn't apparent to be a structure anymore. But he would revive it later on, alayhi salam, in his life. And it's a beautiful story. I don't need to make too much contemplation, but I'm not going to reflect for you. It's 11 o'clock. But think about it and listen to these words and read it when you go home. And there's something there for everyone, for each and every one of us. When you hear this story, subhanallah, it's a beautiful one. يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال وجعلت أم إسماعيل ترضع ابنها وتشرب من الماء حتى نفد الماء في السقاء. فعطشت وعطش وأخذ يتلوى أو يتلبط فانطلقت كراهية أن تنظر إليه فصعدت أقرب تلة فإذا هي على الصفا فنظرت شطر الوادي هل ترى أحدا فلم ترى أحدا فنزلت منه تسعى سعي المجهود حتى وصلت إلى المروة فصعدته فنظرت هل ترى أحدا فما رأت من أحد ففعلت ذلك سبع مرات فقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فذلك سعي الناس بينهما قال فلما وصلت إلى المروة سمعت صوتا فقالت صهن تريد نفسها ثم قالت قد أسمعت هل عندك من غواث فنظرت فإذا بالملك قد وضع جناحه عند قدم ابنها على الأرض فضرب بجناحه الأرض فخرج الماء فانطلقت إليه فأخذت تحوضه وتجعل في سقائها فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام رحم الله أم إسماعيل لو لم تغرف منه لسال زمزم عينا معينا ثم ناداها الملك فقال لا تخاف الضيعة فإنها هنا بيت الله يبنيه هذا الغلام وأبوه وإن الله لا يضيع أهله صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك